Football Heaven on BBC Radio Sheffield, coming to you live from the Keep Moat Stadium in Doncaster this evening. Half-time in the Johnson's Paint Trophy Northern Section Area quarter-final. It is 0-0 between Doncaster and Notts County. We're going to continue talking Doncaster in the half-time period as well here, and we're going to talk about the Doncaster Bells, because Glenn Harris has been appointed the new manager of the Doncaster Rovers Bells this week, and I'm delighted to say he joins us on the line right now. Evening to you, Glenn.
Evening, you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you this week? I imagine you're in a pretty good mood after getting the job with the Doncaster Bells.
Oh, yeah. He's just fantastic. You know, it's been a whirlwind 24 hours, really, sort of since the announcement. It's just been absolutely crazy. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to the job. Really honoured that, you know, I can probably taking over the reins at probably one of the most famous teams in women's football. It really is an exciting prospect for me.
You've obviously had a long association with Lincoln, haven't you, in women's football? Obviously, that's changing now, but you're still going to be involved, are you, at Lincoln? Are you still going to be doing some academy stuff, do I believe?
Yeah, we're still helping out with the academy there. We've got some good youngsters coming through, and we've been sort of on that project for about 4 years now, so we need to keep ploughing them in, and obviously keeping that sustainable and hopefully pushing them on into the top echelon to women's football.
And Doncaster have said as well that they had applicants from all over the place, including Italy, Belgium and Croatia, so you've fought off quite a lot of tough competition to get this role as well.
Again, I didn't know who was in for the role, and obviously Doncaster approached me and sort of see whether I'd be interested, and I was delighted, you know. And I've been out of the Super League for a couple of years, but I'm really, really excited, and hopefully can move Doncaster Rovers Bells forward back in Super League One, and hopefully attract people to come and watch the Bells and support the Bells. That's one of the key things we want to do.
How difficult is it going to be to get back into Super League One then? How tough is Super League 2 going to be this term?
I think it's going to be, I mean, a lot of the teams, they've not been used to that level of football before last year, but will have learnt a lot. There'll be recruiting going off all around the place. It's going to be tough, and Everton have come down. They've got a very, very good young squad. Reading were very strong last year, and Aston Villa are going to improve. So it's not going to be no easy job to get out of that. But that's our aim. That's where we set off at the start of the season, is to get promotion, and hopefully we can bring that to fruition.
And you mentioned about raising the profile and trying to get people to come down and watch the Bells. What sort of work do you think you have to do to try and do that? Because women's football does have some momentum behind it, doesn't it? But it needs some more, doesn't it? It needs a little bit more impetus.
I think people who've not seen women's football, and hopefully with the World Cup this summer, the profile will raise even further in Canada. But I would encourage people to come down and sort of say, look, these girls are honest. They will actually work really hard, and the skill level is very, very high. And every season, it just amazes me how much quicker and faster the game is getting in the women's game. And as I said, the quality is, to me, over the last few years, has never been an issue. The quality is good then. And I would obviously encourage, you know, the people of Doncaster to come down and support the Bells.
You mentioned the World Cup there as well. It's getting publicity for some of the wrong reasons as well, isn't it? Because a lot of the teams that are involved and the players involved not happy that it's on artificial pitches as opposed to on real grass as the Men's World Cup would be. What do you make to that?
Well, I was out in Canada last summer. My daughter played for England in the Under-20s World Cup, and to be fair, it was still a great spectacle. Yes, you know, you could argue it needs to be on grass as such, but I think everybody's going to be on the same footing, so I don't think things are going to change. You know, it'll stay on the artificial, or on the turf, as they call it out there. It's going to stay that, so you know, let's get on, let's enjoy the football, let's enjoy the World Cup.
Glenn, we really appreciate you joining us here on BBC Radio Sheffield this evening as well. Wish you all the best for the start of the campaign. We'll no doubt speak to you closer to it as well.
Lovely. Thanks very much.